is Jasmine Baker with KETR Sports. I recently got a chance to chat with Texas A&M Commerce junior running back, Ovi Erebu, as we discussed his journey to Texas A&M Commerce, being a student athlete, and how the Lions are preparing for their upcoming playoff game this weekend against Colorado Mesa. Hey, Ovi, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, sir. I know you guys just came off of a three-peat over the past weekend. I know you're still riding on that high. How are you feeling about this upcoming weekend as y'all prepare for Colorado Mesa?
It feels good. It was a great way to send out the seniors. I'm glad we got to get that third one, something that we've been talking about since the beginning of summer workouts. So it was great to really accomplish that goal, and we're ready to go on to the next step.
How has the team been preparing for Colorado Mesa?
I want to say that we've been really trying to dissect them on defense as an offensive player, trying to know what their tendencies are, you know, trying to see what type of team they are. And Coach Carthel, he stressed that this is going to be a team that's going to try to get in your face, try to talk a lot of trash, but you really have to stay focused and get the job done.
What does it feel like to be a part of such a successful team, considering the recent three-peat that y'all have had?
It feels good. Coming off of last year, we always had aspirations to do it again, but seeing it really come to fruition, it's a great feeling.
And because I've noticed that, you know, you are a transfer from Wichita Baptist, and you've been a part of three conference-winning teams. I know this season you've already had two 100-plus yard games, and you've had a touchdown against UTPB. And I also noticed that compared to last season, I'm assuming that Coach Carthel has stressed different things this season than he stressed last season. What have been the biggest differences things that he stressed?
I want to say one of the biggest things that he stressed this season is playing a full 60 minutes. I mean, you say going back to last season, we make it to the playoffs. We play a great team in Fair State. We get there. We're up at halftime. We're winning the game. Come back out of halftime. We end up letting them coming back, and then we end up losing the game, season over. So coming into this season, Coach Carthel's been stressing playing a full 60 minutes from the first quarter to the second quarter to the fourth quarter. So really that's been one thing that's been ringing in our ears each and every game.
Definitely. And I ran into one of your teammates not too long ago, Tristan Slaughter, and he was talking about, you know, how Coach stressed y'all playing a full game. And it's interesting. I noticed the next game, I felt really confident about y'all playing West Texas that next game based on what he told me and how he felt about y'all's practice that week and how the coaches felt really confident about how y'all played. And y'all ended up blowing them out. Maybe my brother was shocked. He was like, West Texas, they used to be good, right? And I was like, hey, I don't know what happened, but I know we won. So, yeah, y'all have definitely been showing up and showing out. But I know y'all have that one loss on your record, and it's the MSU. And, man, that was a game. How did the team take that loss?
I think as a team, I think it was I'll say it's a wake-up call because, you know, going off of last season, we win the conference championship, and I think some guys are probably thinking it should be handed to us. But when you play a good team that's more prepared and focused than you, then you're not going to end up with the dub. So I think after that game, I think it was at that point really shifted gears to really setting our mind on the goal that we have for this season. And with that being said, we've won the conference and we're hoping to see them again in the playoffs.
So to backtrack real quick, you came from Wichita Baptist in 2013. What made you choose A&M Commerce?
Really, it goes back to my high school coaches. They've been with me from the beginning. They helped me send out my film to schools all over. And when I went to Wichita, things didn't really work out the way they seemed, or at least the way I wanted them to go. And then I had to resend out my film and all that stuff. And one of my coaches in high school, he had actually played underneath head coach Colby Carthel at A&M Commerce, and he referred me to them. And so me and my mom, we took a trip up there. We toured the campus. We had a sit-down conversation with Coach Carthel. I didn't know much about A&M Commerce's football team's past, but after that conversation, I knew that it was the right fit and I made the right decision.
Now, what's your major, and how has it helped you as a student athlete?
My major is human performance, so really the study of the human body. I want to go into physical therapy after this, you know, take care of people, whether they had a stroke or just athletes or whoever it may be. So really, going back to me, it's really helped me to learn more about my body and know the ins and outs of it and the limits that I should push myself to when I need to and the limits that I physically can't. So it's really helped me gain more insight about me as a human being and as an athlete.
And Tim, when you're on such a successful team, what does a day off for Ovi look like?
A day off. One more time. You said a day off because I don't think I have that in my vocabulary. A day off. Let's see. A day off. I want to say, if anything, if I truly have a day off, I'm probably studying more film on the next opponent that we have coming up in the week. And other than that, if I'm not doing that, I think I'm eating or sleeping, to be honest, because once practice or the game's over, I'm trying to get all the weight that I lost after the game back into my stomach, whether that be through ordering a pizza or having my mom cook some food and bring it down for me.
That's awesome. Speaking of mama's food, you know where this is about to go. So next week, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. Gotta tell me, what's the number one dish that everybody at your house is like, look, if you didn't get your first helping, good luck.
I like to say, coming from an African home, Nigerian to be more specific, the rice and stew has to be the first that's to go, because if you have turkey on your plate, the rice and stew is right there to match it. So going back to what you said, before we even start cutting the turkey, we're all getting our helpings of rice and stew to go with the stuffing and all that other stuff, for sure.